there was a boy in his room, and he had a dog in his room. He was looking at the dog while the dog was looking at a frog in a jar. Then the boy went to sleep, and when he was asleep, the frog climbed out of the jar. When the boy woke up in the morning, and the dog woke up with him, the frog was gone. The boy put on his clothes, and the dog got the jar stuck to his head. The boy looked out the window, calling for the frog, but the frog wouldn't come. The dog jumped down from the window, and so did the boy. The boy held the dog in his hands and went looking for the frog. The boy went everywhere looking for his frog, but couldn't find him. He looked in a rabbit hole to see if he had gone in there, while the dog just stood playing with a beehive. Then a beaver came out of the hole and bit the boy on the nose. The boy next climbed a tree with a hole in it. He looked in the hole for the frog, while the dog still played with the beehive. The boy fell down from the tree because he was pushed by an owl, while the bees from the beehive chased the dog. The owl kept on chasing the boy for a little while until the boy stopped at a rock. The boy stood on top of the rock, calling out for the frog. The boy was astonished when he got carried suddenly by two of the branches behind the rock. But it wasn't branches, it was a deer. The deer carried off the boy on his antlers. So while the deer was walking, he was heading for a cliff, so he stopped, and the boy and the dog fell off the cliff. When the boy landed, he landed in a pond. He sat at the pond and listened carefully. He saw a log and heard the frog. He told the dog to be quiet and looked inside the log. He was searching through the log, and then found the frog in back of it with a girlfriend, I guess. Then he left the frogs there because they had baby frogs. The boy took one of the little baby frogs and left the frog family over there. Yeah.